Well, this morning we had three guests joining us here on our program. We have Eric Wickman, Dave Erickson, who's the Atlantic Police Chief, and Darby McLaren, the Cass County Sheriff, all with us this morning to talk Top Shot 2020. Thanks for coming in, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
You bet. Eric, I want to start with you. This is a program you started how many years ago?
This is our third Top Shot, and the first one made about $4,500 for the Police Department Children's Fund, and the second one did a little better than that, and we're hoping to up it again this year, so hopefully be over $5,000 raised this year.
Very good. That's how did you come up with the idea to do this type of project in the first place?
Well, it started, I was at a, believe it or not, a real estate auction, and Darby was there, and I mentioned something about we ought to have the police department versus the sheriff's department and see who could shoot the best at my range. And from there, I said, well, we ought to just have everybody in the county shoot and see who's the best shot in the county. And I thought it was kind of funny. This is your opportunity to show that you can outshoot the police and the sheriff's department if you want. We were laughing about it. So it kind of grew from there. It started, I think it was probably late winter, early spring, we started talking about it. And I started putting my words to action, put my money where my mouth was, and it's grown into this. We have a lot of shooters participating. Everybody's having a lot of fun. Everybody we've talked to this year wants to repeat what they did last year. They want to come back. So we're hoping it grows and we raise more money every year.
Yeah, absolutely. And the opportunity to partner up with the local law enforcement, too, it's a pretty big deal, giving them an opportunity to raise some money for some of the side projects, the charitable projects that they do. Darby, talk a little bit about the opportunity to raise some of that money.
Well, it's nice just to, A, do it with your friends. You can get out there, socialize, especially now with the COVID. You don't get too many opportunities to get out and socialize, and people that we work with the police department, and we don't get very many opportunities to have fun, so it's an enjoyable day.
Yeah, like other folks, you see each other professionally a lot.
Correct.
But an opportunity to kind of, you know, get away from the office.
Any opportunity to razz the chief, I'll take.
So. Gotcha, okay. Response?
Same here. Any time to get after the sheriff.
Dave, talk about the money that's raised and the opportunities there, too. You have been able to put it to pretty good use.
Yes, we have. We run quite a few programs year-round. Like in the springtime, we have the kids camp out where we take 20, 25 kids camping 3 days. No expenses to the parents. Everything's donated here in Atlantic. In Cass County, it's used for Atlantic kids, Cass County kids. We have the zoo trip, take about 20 kids to the zoo, all expenses paid. Then we have the family Christmas dreams program where we, I think last year we took care of, let's say it was 18 families with that, and the shop with the cop, I believe we did 89 children. But we had the help of the sheriff's department, everybody else. I mean, the DNR, State Patrol, DCI was there helping with shop with a cop because we got a lot of kids and we needed a lot of other officers so we could be one-on-one.
Why are these type of outreach projects important?
It shows the community that we care. I mean, in which we do. We're not, you know, just out there to write tickets and stuff like this. You're out there to help everybody. And it put smiles on the parents' face, you know, when they know they're strapped and they're not going to be able to do this and this, and we do that thing for them, you know, and it puts a smile on their face, and some of them do cry, and it's a good feeling that you know you helped somebody out.
Sure. Well, especially in a smaller community like this, a small county where, you know, you have a lot of interaction, you hope a lot of it's positive.
Yes.
And there's so many times the kids see us in a negative light. If maybe their parents are making a bad choice or their neighbors or whatever, and it's nice to see their faces when we're helping them and we're getting them stuff for Christmas. So
yeah, well, nice. They need to know that those folks are there when they need them.
Right.
Well as the other times. We won't talk too much about those, though. Eric, talk about how this is set up.
Okay, well, this year we're going to start on June 29th, and that's a Monday, and we'll go every evening that week from 5 until 9. We have scored shooting to start, and that's 50 rounds for $25 per person. It can be a single, double team, or four-man squad, a four-person squad. I should say we have a lot of gals shooting this. And we invite all comers. If you're a novice, we want you to have a mentor there with you helping you shoot. But anybody can shoot, and we'll work with about anybody. At the end of the scored shooting every evening, we want to start Annie Oakley's. That is an open competition, so anybody that shoots that evening or anybody that just shows up and wants to shoot at the Annie Oakley can shoot. And this year, I promise you, we will have an Annie Oakley championship on Sunday morning at the end of the shoot. So Monday through Friday, 5 until 9. Saturday morning, 8 until we're done. I assume around noon, but last year it went to 2 or 3 o'clock. It went forever, it seemed like. And on Sunday, we're going to do some scored shooting early, and then we'll go into the Annie Oakley Championship. We have several people in that championship. It'll take a better than an hour to get through that. So lots of opportunities for everybody. There'll be a individual high score, the two-person high team score, four-person team score, and then the Annie Oakley Championship, as well as the top law enforcement squad in Cass County, which includes the Sheriff's Department, Police Department, and we like that competition. And this year, we think we've got a squad showing up from Council Bluffs, their law enforcement department, and we're hoping the other counties participate as well.
Hate to send them home disappointed, don't you?
Right.
These guys don't.
No.
Not at all. This is an opportunity, you kind of outlined it, so that anybody of any skill level can participate. It's a fundraiser, so you want as many people to participate as possible.
Right.
How do they get signed up? What's the process?
Okay, so they could call Wickman Chemical 243-7739 and ask for Chelsea or myself. Darby and Dave both have on their email entry forms, so they could call the police department or the sheriff's department and ask them to get in contact with them. It's pretty easy to call my place of business and get it done quickly. And we decided to do it via email or telephone as much as possible just to keep contacts down. Should be fairly easy. You can pay when you get there if you'd like, or you can pay in advance. There's a lot of people that like to just contribute to the shoot, and I will promise them that 100% of those proceeds go to the police department children's fund. But we generally use the money contributed by people who aren't shooting for the kids that shoot. So we have a lot of kids that come and shoot for free, and kids are defined as anybody from the graduating class of 2020 or younger. So last year I bet we had 25, 30 kids shoot for free. A lot of fun, and some really good shooters. So the CAM kids are excellent. I already have several kids. It's really funny, they've gotten to know me, and I was at a shoot yesterday in Nebraska, and a couple of them were there, and we're gonna be there, you know. They're already trash talking, and so it's just a lot of fun.
What all do folks have to bring?
They need to bring their own gun and at least 50 rounds of shotgun shells for a competition. Shotgun shells are short in Omaha and Atlantic right now. I called Tim Kappel. Kappel's does have a pretty good selection. Walmart was a little short. I stopped in there yesterday. So make sure and get low base target shells, 12 or 20 gauge. 16 gauge, there aren't very many of those left, but you could do 16 gauge. I don't want the high based hunting shells, the Magnum rounds. We just, target loads are plenty good, and they're the most economical to shoot.
Sure, so. You bet. Darby, talk about the facility there. It's pretty easy. It's a pretty nice place to operate.
Easy. It's easy to shoot. It's hard to hit.
It's
a very nice place to shoot. You get different angles from coming in and going out and crossways, and he'll find something you can't hit, I promise.
So they challenge you a little bit?
They are challenging. Yes.
Definitely do.
Tell them about, how do you like the last two shots when you get to shoot 12 or 8 birds at a time?
Oh, everybody just lines up, and it's a big fireworks. Everybody shoots, and it's just boom, 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 boom. Try and figure out who got what, but it's fun.
So we score them as a team. We actually launch 8 targets at once, and they see how many out of 8 they shoot, which is a lot of fun. It's unusual.
Yes.
Interesting. Dave, talk about the involvement with some of the young people. It's nice to see young people taking interest in the outdoors.
It is. And I've been very impressed in the past where some of those young guys and gals are up there, very professional. I mean, before they get up on that stand up there, they're out there just being kids, and they get up there and the change. And I mean, and some of those kids can really shoot.
I bet.
Really shoot.
So how many times have you beaten the sheriff's department?
First year they beat us by a couple.
Yeah.
Last year my reserves beat my team.
Oh.
But we beat the sheriff's department.
Oh, okay.
That was all.
He always goes through handicapping all our guys, and then he'll find a ringer to come in just to make sure he beats us by a couple. But
okay.
Okay, just like Darb brings in his dad.
I might just sit back now and let you two kind of take over and have it out, because that's kind of how it goes. So, well, very good. Lots of opportunity there, a little challenge. Nothing wrong with a little friendly competition there. And, again, Eric, if folks want to participate, get their team. And team, you can construct your team any way you want, right?
Yes.
Okay. So
we're very accommodating. We've got family shooting this year. We have a large family group. July 2nd is already booked. So we'll have a large family shooting that evening, and they'll pretty much take the evening out. So, but we will work with anybody. I've got an afternoon shoot going with a group of police officers from the Council Bluffs area. And you know, I've told Chelsea is the one that's going to answer the phone. I said, we'll take all comers. We'll figure something out. We'll get you in there.
But the sooner you call, the better option you have to pick your times.
Much better. We've got insurance for about 10 days in there, and, so we need to take full advantage of that insurance. There won't be any food on site this year, and no tables and chairs because of COVID. I do have some porta potties there for people that need to use those. You're welcome to bring a lawn chair and observe. A lot of people like to sit and watch the shoot and have fun with that. And we have photo opportunities if you want to do that as well. So
very good.
Nice place.
Accommodate anybody that wants to participate in any way that they'd like to do that. And if you just like to support, they can always send their donations in.
Yeah, and they get a hold of Dave or Darby or me, 243-7739, or the police station or Darby, and we'll take care of it. And they can write the check directly to the Children's Fund. I take care of, Wickman Chemical takes care of all the expenses, so 100% of proceeds are going directly to the kids, which is what we want.
So you know your money's going straight to what you thought it was going for.
Can I say one more thing?
You sure can.
I got to tell you, I can't be more thankful for the law enforcement people of Cass County. They're wonderful people. Darby and David, two fine gentlemen I've gotten to know very well through the years. The guys that work for them are excellent. And I see this stuff that's going on the television and the national press, and it's disheartening. But I'm so thankful we have the police department, the sheriff's department we have in Cass County. They're wonderful people to take care of everybody. And I just want to thank, hats off to you guys. It's been great.
Thank you. Thanks, we appreciate the rural counties right now.
Yes.
It's a lot easier to work for than to be in the city. So we're thankful also.
Well, and you can help support, too, the efforts that they do on the charitable side, as well as what they're doing on the professional side, too, by supporting the Top Shot 2020. Very good. Check it out. Eric, thanks for coming by. Chief, Sheriff, thanks for coming by. Appreciate
it. Thanks for having us.
And, hey, aim straight.
Yeah. We'll try.